With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich predicts the major reforms happening under President Trump are going to give Republicans strong momentum heading into next year's midterm elections.
All of that, I think, by the summer of 2026 is going to lead to the Trump boom. And the choice that fall is going to be between a Marxist socialist party with weird social ideas and a Republican party committed to fixing Washington.
Gingrich interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Elsewhere, Montana Senator Steve Daines, the Republican, says that Republicans should take advantage of the control of Congress now and eliminate even more waste from the huge federal budget.
This is an incredible opportunity. We've got to keep pushing for it. There's more tax policy, indexing capital gains would be one. We go after additional cuts in mandatory spending that we can get 51 votes for.
Senator Daines says Republicans should be able to pass two more reconciliation bills before next year's midterms. He was also interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Officials in Texas Hill Country punished by deadly flooding on July 4th say just three people remain missing now, down from about 100. The announcement comes after people who had previously been reported missing have since been accounted for. The reduction in the number of people on the missing list comes as the search for victims enters yet another week. Typhoon Wifia has toppled trees, caused major flight disruptions in Hong Kong and at some nearby airports on the Chinese mainland as it moves west off the country's southern coast this morning. Airports in Hong Kong, Shenzhen, Zhuhai, and Macau have canceled or delayed all daytime flights. Some high-speed train services in China also suspended. The Hong Kong Observatory says top winds are about 90 miles an hour. This is SRN News. A disturbing new study from the Anti-Defamation League finds that 25% of Americans believe the recent surge in attacks on Jews in this country is, quote, understandable. Anti-Semitism spiked around the world after the 2023 Hamas attack on Israel, and the U.S. has not been immune. Almost 40% of respondents also say that attacks on Jews would stop if Israel were to halt its efforts to remove Hamas from the Gaza Strip. On a more positive note, the ADL poll also finds 60% of Americans believe that anti-Semitism is a serious problem, and 75% say the government needs to do something about it. Although Christianity is widespread across Africa, church leaders say they are still combating the popular appeal of witchcraft and other occult practices. Many people, including leading politicians, secretly consult witch doctors for perceived advantages. The shamans claim to offer protection or success through rituals, drawing clients from across the continent's many countries. This is SRN News. Here's correspondent Mustaq Hasnath with a trip down memory lane on London's vintage trains.
This train is from 1938, and yes, it still runs today. It's been fully restored and is taking passengers on special heritage journeys around London. And this year is packed with various transport milestones for the city. 25 years for Transport for London and 200 years since the first trains ran in the UK. Inside the train, it's all maquette-covered seats, Art Deco lighting, polished wood, and yes, back then, you could even smoke on board the train. London was the first city in the world to build an underground railway, and it opened in 1863.
Today is Sunday, July the 20th, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including musician John Lodge of the Moody Blues. He's 82 today. This is SRN News.